The Hindenburg made its first appearance shortly after noon today over the New York metropolitan area. All during Wednesday night, Charlie Nielsen and I stayed in constant touch with all the radio communication systems, which were in steady contact with the airship, getting last-minute bulletins and so forth. And are we glad the seats in the American Airline passenger office in Newark are air cushions. We warmed them plenty all through the night, believe you me. On the Hindenburg are 39 passengers and a crew of 61. The Hindenburg circled over New York and is pointed for the base here at Lakehurst, where we are now broadcasting this description. Now, you may wonder why the ship didn't land the moment that it arrived at Lakehurst. As a word of explanation, these giant ships cannot be landed, or perhaps, should not be landed at midday. The reason being there are so many shifting surface winds that it would bounce and toss the ship around too much. It must either be landed early in the quiet of the dawn or during the quiet period just around sunset. And it's just about sunset and almost the end of twilight right now. And raining as hard as could be. Now, those are ideal times, early in the morning or late in the evening, when the weather conditions have proven to be most satisfactory. In other words, nothing's left to chance or made subject to unnecessary risk. Safety comes first, as it always should. Now, the ship has been over the field several times. It's a beautiful field here. It's a sort of a sandy and grass combination with tarvia or hard-surfaced runways in all directions so they can take off and land into the wind from any angle. Now, while we're waiting for the ship to come back over the airport and to come into the mooring mast, let me say a few words about the preparations which have been made here at Lakehurst. Doubtless all of you know that the great part of this naval air base has played in the lighter-than-air transportation here in the United States.